Our story is really a mashal about two people who happen to bump into one another walking down the same road, and we're going to see from the story that one was a righteous person and one was a wicked person, and they see an inn at the side of the road, and when they enter the inn they see fish and meat and wines and cheese and all the delicacies you can imagine. So the one says to the other, let's eat and enjoy. Wow, look at how much goodies they have here. So the tzaddik says, wait a second, where do you have all this money from? Oh, that's going to be expensive if you take all of that at the inn. And the wicked one says, you don't understand. Of course this is very expensive and I can't afford it. I mean, we'll eat and drink and then we'll scram. So the tzaddik says, what do you mean? You think they give free food? We're not going to leave. Whatever you eat and drink, you got to pay. We'll have to pay everything. So the wicked one says, boy, you're stupid. It's obvious. After we eat as much as we want, we'll just sneak out the door and we won't pay. Now, so the wicked guy leaves the tzaddik, goes to a corner, doesn't want to hear him anymore, and he places his order. Bring me some good meat. Bring me some good fish. Bring me a little bit of all the goodies you have and a little bit of the best wines you have. And the tzaddik sat in his end of the inn, and he said, could you bring me a roll and a little bit of soup? And if you could bring me two cups of the simple wine you have, one that I can make a blessing on at the onset of the meal and one that I could use for a blessing at benching. You know, when we bench, so one of the ways we honor benching is that we do it over a cup of wine. In our generation, it's in the last few hundred years, people couldn't afford wine. So it's become customary that people only bench over a cup of wine when they have three people together or when they have 10 people together. But really, the halacha is that you could honor benching even when you're benching and you alone are benching. Anytime you're benching, you could honor benching by doing it while you're holding a cup of wine. After you finish benching, you make the blessing, borei pri hagafen, and you drink the cup of wine. But the idea is to honor the benching with holding a cup of wine. So, as they're eating, the wicked one is sitting in his corner, feasting his heart's content. And he looks at the other guy, thinks, what a fool. He's having a simple soup, a roll. And he laughs at the other guy. The tzaddik thinks to himself, look at him. He's enjoying now, but what's going to be it then? The owner of the inn isn't going to let him just leave without paying. How's he going to pay? I don't know what's going to be here in his end. He finishes his meal, and he pays the small amount that he owes. The tzaddik leaves in peace. The other guy, well, he had a big meal. So he eats, and he eats, and he drinks. And he drinks, and now that he's drank so much, he's not so quick. And now that his stomach is so full, he can't move so fast. And he gets up at the end of the meal, and the owner of the inn sees him and says, hey buddy, you're not leaving so fast. Come, let's figure out how much you owe me. And he says, what do you want from me? All I ate was one roll. The owner of the inn says, what do you mean, you ate two rolls? And then every step of the way, he started saying, I only ate this. He said, no, you didn't. And when the innkeeper saw that this guy was planning on leaving without paying, he picked up his bat and beat him to the point where he had no teeth left. And our sages said this mashal about this world and the world to come. Chazal said, we're brought to this world like a person who comes to the inn. And the question is, where is our focus and how much do we think we have to pay? A person comes to this world and there are a lot of things that can entice him. A person can come and say, I'll eat, let me just enjoy the good life here. And at the end, they're going to ask him in heaven, okay, what did you do to deserve all of that? How much good did you do with other people? How much kindness did you do? What were you focused on when you were in this world? A person can sometimes come here and he forgets that in the end they're going to ask him, what did you do with the time you were allotted? If I gave you health, God says, what did you do with the health I gave you? If I gave you wealth, God says, what did you do with the wealth I gave you? If I gave you time, I gave you life, then God says, okay, at the end there's an accounting. It's like the innkeeper at the end that says, okay, now it's time to pay up. So Chazal said this mashal about our time in this world. Rav Yosef Karo, on Shavuos night, he sat with his students and they were learning Mishnayos. All night long, they were learning Mishnayos with excitement. And suddenly they hear a voice. An angel came, started talking to them. The angel said, I came because you guys are learning Mishnayos like this. And from then onward, the angel would come to Rav Yosef Karo and learn with him. And sometimes Rav Yosef Karo would wait, and the angel didn't come that night. And the next night, and he wouldn't come. And after three nights, the angel would come. And then Rav Yosef Karo would ask him, what kept you? And the angel would say, well, 3 days ago, you remember? You had an extra slice of bread. Slowed you down from your learning. What did you take an extra slice of bread for? You have to eat what you need to eat. Every time that a person sits down to eat and drink, there's a gauge. What are you doing? Are you sitting there being a glutton? Or are you doing what you need in order to be successful and continue your living? We're not on that level, right? We eat and we have to enjoy our eating and then we eat the way we should. But we should still remember that there is this level that we should aspire to, and gauging from where we're holding, we should try to limit our eating to have it be things that are productive for being good people, for the service of Hashem. By the way, Rav Yosef Karo wrote a whole book called Nagid Meisharim, all the things that he learned from this angel. It goes in the order of the Parsha. And you have some simple things there, you have some Kabbalistic things. One of the things he asked the angel was, who's right, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, with the tefillin? But at any rate, we see this concept that at the end, there is an accounting, and we have to bear that in mind before we sit and become gluttons. We have to think about what's our job here. Why were we given this health, this wealth? Why does God give that to us? In the end, we have to be like the tzaddik, where we remember that there's going to be a time where there's an accounting at the end of it all.